What do you think we should read?
Well, it's lesson number 2, the joy in connection.
Yes.
And let's start with Zohar from All, first quote, divinity dwells only in a whole place, and not in a deficient place, and not in a blemished place or a sad place, rather in the right place, a place of joy. It is written, worship the Creator with gladness. Come before Him with gladness, with joy. The work of the Creator is only out of joy. Let's move on to the second excerpt number 2, from Baal HaSulam Shamati 58. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, sanctity, hence joy appears. Next, excerpt number 3 from Maor Vashemesh. The main purpose of the assembly is for all to be united as one and for all their pleas to be directed towards one outcome, finding the Creator, for the Shekhinah dwells in each 10. And certainly, when there are more than 10, there surely is a greater revelation of divinity. Thus, each and every one will join his friend and come to hear from him something concerning the work of the Creator and of how to find the Creator. And he shall annul himself before his friend, and his friend will do likewise before him, and they shall all do the same. And naturally, when this is the aim of the assembly, since more the Creator will bring himself closer to them and dwells with them, and great mercies and kindness are revealed and extend towards the assembly of Israel. Excerpt number 9 from Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat. The main love and unity is in the desire. When each one is pleased with his friend, there is no disparity of form between them, and they are all included in one desire. By this, they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of the unity.
Let's read item number 10.
Excerpt number 10 from Rabash. One should always sell the beams of his house. If a society is established with a certain people, and when they gather, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Therefore, even now, after he spies after them, he must overcome and say that as they were then, when the society was established, they all shared the same opinion that they have to take the path of love of others. Also now, and when everyone judges his friend favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame.
Yes.
From Ahavat Shalom, he who prays for his friend, he is answered first. Meaning, man who prays for his friend becomes a conduit of bestowal to bestow upon his friend, and through him the abundance flow, and he is answered first.